Lil Boosie's son. Lil Boy ain't never been shot across his goddamn head. Boosie, your boy don't know how to fight. Neither do that T.I. little yellow motherfucker, long hair freak. That little motherfucker don't know how to fight either. Look at them y'all babies and rapper babies. Go drop him off over his cousin them house, where one of them cousins might or not let him eat. And then see if the boy can hold up in Baton Rouge. Right now, little Tootie Raw, you ain't nothing but a little sheltered, little ugly ass, little black ass, little boy that look like a pair of patent leather boots. Your daddy look like ostrich boots, and you look like a pair of patent leather boots. Little shiny skin, mother. Boy, you little boosted something.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. I got a lot to say, but let's just go ahead and start the intro.
Welcome back to another episode of The Mitchell Hour.
Devin the dude here. Yo, check this out, man. You tune in to The Mitchell Hour, baby. Yeah, hosted by Julius and Mike. They doing and saying what they like, man. Hey, y'all, keep it moving, keep it hype, man. Much love, Devin.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back with another episode of The Mitchell Hour. So today we are going to be talking about Charleston White versus everybody. Charleston White, if you don't know, is a guy who came to fame by just trolling everybody, trolling mothers, fathers, their children, baiting gangsters to fight with him on the internet. You know, he records everything and he tells you, you fuck with me, I will call the cops. The cops that arrested Young Thug and all them, he says he has them on speed dial. But I want to go back to a video that I posted on my podcast a little while ago. Because I think people forgot, but let's get into it.
Talking about social media clout. So let's get right into it. Have you ever been scrolling through social media and just looked at these rap niggas or some random parent doing some stupid shit to their kids and just thought to yourself, what the fuck are they doing? That's where I'm at right now. I mean, if you look over the last couple of weeks, you got Southside talking about Lil Uzi, talking about Kodak. You got Sada Baby, Spinna Benz. So if you're not familiar with all these people, let me break it down to you. Sada Baby is a artist who made a song called A Whole Lot of Choppers. So apparently he has beef with some nigga, and the dude, instead of just hitting the dude up, meeting him up, you know, fighting or whatever, the dude got on social media and said, I know who robbed you. And the nigga that robbed you with your gun.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that was on my podcast about a year ago. It just shows that social media made everybody really comfortable, really, really, really comfortable about talking about people's families and everything. But one thing I never understood is, how were some of these niggas raised? I'm not a thug, I'm not a gangster, but my mom always taught me two things. If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. And if you do say something, stand behind what you say. And be ready for the consequences that come your way after you say what you say and you stand behind it. But I realize there's no morals anymore. There's no morals anymore. There's no principles. There's like most of these niggas nowadays will get on the internet and they will scream. They will scream at their phones. Now, this is what I really want y'all to think about. What is the point of screaming at your phone? Everybody's tough. People can say what they want to say. And it's like, I just don't understand it, right? I thought kids were off limits. I thought people that weren't in this so-called gangster life were off limits. But these young niggas is wild, right? But Charleston White is not even a young nigga. He's old enough to be a grandfather, right? But a lot of you people are condoning him talking about children. Like, oh, yeah, he's 18, he's 19, he's 21, he's not a child. Yes, you are correct. Those are adults, okay? But this is a grown-ass man. So even though they're 19 to 21 years old or whatever, they are still children to him. And y'all social media niggas are just sitting on your computers typing all types of shit and condoning a grown-ass man talking about somebody's children. But then when T.I. responds, then he's wrong. Is he supposed to? What is he supposed to do? Because in this social media world right now, it's lose-lose. If he doesn't say anything, T.I. is a pussy, he a punk, he got internet niggas talking shit, he not saying anything. But then if he responds defending his child and he's wrong, oh, he shouldn't say anything. He should talk about his children. He should go discipline his child. He's done that. He's let you guys know that he has disciplined his children and he's doing what he can do. But I don't know if any of you guys that are talking shit and agreeing with Mr. Charleston White, a.k.a. the real-life Uncle Ruckus, y'all are agreeing with him. Do y'all have kids yourself? Do you? Did y'all do everything that your parents wanted you to do? I don't think so. But I want to read a quote by somebody to let you niggas really understand that these internet games can really have some dire consequences. And I want y'all to understand that. Mike Tyson said this: social media made y'all way too comfortable with disrespecting people and not getting punched in the face for it. Now, I don't condone violence. I don't. But I condone protecting your family. This man, Charleston White, is disrespecting people's children. Some of the children that he have disrespected are dead. But then every single time somebody approaches him, he calls the cops. DJ Academics is the same way. I don't feel like he's as disrespectful as Charleston White. But DJ Academics does the same thing. He drinks Hennessy on his Instagram Live, on his live streams on Twitch. He refers to people's daughters as bitches and say, you niggas is this, you niggas is that. And that's another thing. You motherfuckers have gotten real too comfortable with just disrespecting people and looking at people, oh, I got respect for him because he can say what's on his mind. He getting money. Y'all niggas is broke. Money don't make you real. Money don't take away your problems. This is what I want y'all to do. I want y'all to look at all these people, all these married people for the last couple of weeks. Tia Maury, she got a divorce. Tom Brady is like the one of the greatest football players ever, and his wife is leaving him for not being at home. Robin Williams killed himself. You know what I'm saying? So money don't take away your problems. You know what I'm saying? Y'all really got to understand that what you say with your mouth can really get you in a lot of trouble. It can really get you in a lot of trouble, right? But also, now let's get on these so-called real niggas. T.I., we all know, we saw the Crime Stoppers video and all that. Does that mean he's a snitch? Does that mean he's not a real nigga? Whatever. No, it doesn't. You know what I'm saying? But my thing with him is, you get on social media and you're screaming at your phone saying that you'll put your foot up Charleston White's ass so far that he's going to be using your shoelaces as floss, right? I'm not making that up. That's what T.I. said. But my thing is, why fight internet games with internet games? All you got to do is meet up with a nigga and talk to him face to face. And I guarantee you that Charleston White wouldn't be saying all these things. But my thing is this. Why get on the internet and scream at your phone? You're not threatening Charleston White. You're threatening your iPhone 14 Pro Max or whatever the phone that you have. You let, that's another thing with these so-called real niggas, and people just gotten so damn sensitive, right? Like, I get it, he's talking about his kids, and that needs to be addressed. But every single thing don't need to be addressed. Do you know why these internet trolls are successful? Do you know why DJ Academics is successful? Because they're pretty smart. They know that most of y'all niggas ain't going to do anything to them, right? So they get on the internet and they talk wild, they talk crazy, they say whatever they want to ruffle people's feathers, and they know that all you rapper niggas are going to get on the internet and say, I'm not about these internet games, I'm not about this internet shit, I'm not on the internet like that. But you're seeing that while you're on the internet screaming at your phone talking about another nigga. You understand what I'm saying? Social media have really turned us into clowns. And I don't really feel like there's any more greater quote than what Mike Tyson said. There's human interaction now is just really crazy. And it's gotten worse since the pandemic. People are just getting on the internet saying whatever they want to say. And yes, there are some times where some things happen where people are arguing on the internet and they meet up in real life. Sometimes shit goes bad, and sometimes, you know, they be like, yo, my bad, let's hash it out. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was a big misunderstanding, right? But most of these internet trolls are successful because we give them the time of day. Most of these internet trolls are successful because of how they carry themselves, right? But let's look at it like this. You have Charleston White and DJ Academics who walk around with security when they are out most of the time, especially DJ Academics, right? Because they know the things that they say can come back on them, these internet games, right? But then you have somebody like T.I., Freddie Gibbs, and these different rappers who say, oh, I'm a man of the community. I've given back, you know what I'm saying? So I'm a real nigga. I'm going to be in my hood without security. PNB Rock said that. He's dead. You understand what I'm saying? Freddie Gibbs said that. You saw what happened out in Buffalo. You understand what I'm saying? So it's just like social media have made us so comfortable with talk shit about people and try to show how real we are to people that could care less. That's what a lot of you motherfuckers don't understand. You want to be validated by people that you don't know. And most of the time, it's you're getting baited into a situation that could end everything that you work for. Either you're getting shot and killed, or you're either going to shoot and kill somebody and go to prison because you didn't know how to control your emotions. Yes, T.I.'s son is wilding the fuck out. And there's a video of him saying, hey, you know, hey, Charleston White, you a bitch ass nigga. I can tell that you had a easy upbringing. Does he not remember that he was on a TV show, T.I. The Family Hustle, and we saw him from the time he was a kid being raised in a mansion? And I feel like I know I'm jumping all over the place, guys, but I'm trying to prove my point, and I'm hoping I'm doing it. This is what you guys need to understand, right? Is I've dated some females where they were talking about, oh, I'm just so tired of dating street niggas and hood niggas. And I'm just like, well, what is your definition of a hood nigga? What is your definition of a street nigga? I'm like, you live in a big $400,000 house in the suburbs of Fredericksburg. You go to a good high school. What street niggas go to your high school? You understand what I'm saying? Like, I think the definition of a street nigga, okay, the definition can vary, right? But my thing is, I think a lot of people are basing that off of yelling, cursing, tattoos, and what type of music you listen to. So my point of saying that is, King grew up in a mansion. His father provided that mansion for him by rapping about things that he's experienced or other people around him have experienced. So by King listening to that music, he thinks that he's going to live that lifestyle. And he can portray that lifestyle by doing ignorant shit on the internet and recording himself or whatever, right? But let's be honest. King is not a street nigga. He's doing this, number one, for his father's attention. Because let's be honest. Yeah, we all see the T.I. on the T.I. and the Family Hustle that's not on air anymore. He was always traveling. And yes, we saw sometimes he took his kids with him, but that was on camera. What about the things that don't show on the camera? So he wants his father's love. He wants his father's attention. And I'm going to say Charleston White is wrong, and I'm also going to say that T.I. is wrong. You know why? He didn't have to respond to Charleston White. But like I said, most of these street niggas is going to feel like they need validation from other people, because if he doesn't say anything, he's not going to be considered as real. A real nigga wouldn't even respond to Charleston White. He would take away King's phone. He would put that nigga in his room. I don't give a fuck how grown he is. He would put him in his room. He would take away his social media presence. And he would tell him, hey, this is what happened to me. This is what happened to niggas that I grew up with. You're not that type of guy. You grew up in a mansion in the suburbs of Atlanta. Stop. That is the problem. That's why there are internet trolls. Do you think that DJ Academics would be doing and saying half of the shit that he does if there was any type of real man in his life that raised him? He would know that your mouth has consequences. Saying whatever the fuck you want to has consequences. And it's obvious that Charleston White, he damn sure wasn't raised by anybody of any sort of morals or integrity, because he wouldn't do it. But then I know some people are going to say, well, yeah, look at him. He's rich. There's no amount of money that is worth my integrity or my morals. I could easily just get on here and start saying some wild shit about people, disrespecting people and going on their Instagrams and tagging them in my videos and going viral. But I'm not going to do that. I know one day that this shit is going to pick up because I'm authentic. Because I can get my point across in a way without being disrespectful to anybody. These internet games is crazy. They're really crazy, guys. And we really need to stop. We really need to stop. Because one day, it's going to be too late. We're paying so much attention to Tekashi 6ix9ine. We're paying so much attention to Charleston White. A lot of us have kids that are looking up to these motherfuckers because we don't monitor what they watch on the internet. And do you know that this some of you parents, some of you guys right now, some of you women right now, are raising the next DJ Academics. or raising the next Charleston White. Because the discipline starts at home. You understand what I'm saying? It's like, y'all got to understand, giving your kids everything that you never had can be a good thing. But if you don't do it the right way, it can turn into a bad thing. And I feel like that's what's happening with T.I. And yes, I'm giving my opinion. I'm not talking bad about T.I. or his son. I'm not doing that. I'm just saying, speaking from experience, I know people, I've seen people that are grew up the only child, wasn't really paid attention to, and now they're going through all types of shit. And I'm not saying just because you grew up in a one-parent household or whatever that you just going to turn out all bad. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that the internet have actually taken over people's lives to make things like this normal. I don't know. I mean, I know it's never going to change. But I want to play something for y'all. Listen to this.
Fans always want me to ask you, why don't you say anything about police brutality? You never speak out about police killing people.
When last time police didn't kill the nigga?
That shit happens a lot.
But they
it may not be George Floyd media status, but that shit happens a lot.
Okay, so I often look at those statistics. The police shoot more mentally ill white men than anybody. The white boy mama who done called the police on him because he had to have. So if you look at the statistics, the police on the average shoot more white people than they do black people. I'm a guy that's big on statistics. Police shootings, and I want people to really hear me, homie. Police shootings, killing an unarmed nigga, is the least of our problems in America.
A lot of the people that are making comments don't have kids. A lot of the people that are making comments never grew up in a neighborhood where they had to fight. I see a lot of niggas now that I know personally who's talking about they were from the trenches. I know a lot of niggas now that are all tatted up and they ran from most of the fights that they've been in. But for the internet, they talking tough, posting pictures of guns. This is what I want y'all to understand. Eventually, all the fraudulent shit that you guys are posting on social media, all the fraudulent shit that you guys are saying, and everybody wants to be a rapper, and y'all are just a street rapper, you want to say this, you want to say that, you did this. What happened if somebody pulls your card? Really think about that. These internet games that you play, you can't stay behind the screen forever. You can't. So most of the time, eventually is what I meant to say. Eventually, you're going to say something and you're going to find somebody that's a bigger troll than you that actually is going to go out and try to find you and do something to you. One thing that my mom always taught me and said to me, there's always somebody out there more bigger and badder than what you think you are. So all you niggas raised in houses with both your parents, and I'm one of them. Most of y'all niggas that have never been to jail, who never really experienced anything, that you grew up in the era of the internet, and think that you guys can go and say whatever the fuck you want on the internet. But this is what I need you to understand. Most of these niggas that are screaming on the internet and going the fuck off yelling at their phones, Charleston White, he is connected with law enforcement. So nothing's probably going to happen to him. But you niggas don't have that luxury. So stop playing these internet games. You got to stop because eventually he's going to catch up to you.
Thank
Thank you for tuning in. Hit that like button, comment, and subscribe. And until